You're a yoga teacher.
Yes.
You do something called flying yoga, where people
Right.
hang from ropes and pieces of cloth.
Yes.
And that is
Hammock.
per my sister does hot yoga or Bikram yoga, and that's its thing is the idea that you're doing it in a 40-degree steamy room, so that
Right.
really loosens you up, limbers you up. So what's the advantage of flying yoga?
Flying yoga, we use the silk, we call it. It's not a real silk, but we just say it's silk. Literally, hammock.
Yeah, it
Is
looks like a
hanging,
hammock.
yes,
Yeah.
hanging from the ceiling. And we make poses as yoga, all the yoga poses, but we use the silk to support ourselves. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's more stable, but sometimes more challenging because of the silk is moving. It's not a steady bar. So, depends on the pose. Depends on the poses we challenge ourselves or modify a little bit of poses. And the best part of this is hanging upside down to lengthen the spines so that the compressed sp the vertebra s the
Yeah.
Decompress.
There's machines. They're like big things that you can turn yourself upside down,
At
and
the
that's their whole.
chiropractor,
Yeah, chiropractors do that too. Where did the idea start?
In New York.
In New York.
Yes, the one person started with the I think he was a dancer. He was a dancer and a yoga teacher, I think.
It didn't start in India.
No.
So I thought maybe it's an old idea from India.
No.
In this case, it's been reverse
Yeah,
imported
yeah,
from
yeah.
New York.
They probably imported from New York.
Cool. So the best part of it is just like it stretches out parts of your body that wouldn't normally get stretched out then. Okay.
I had a back issue, especially I had sacral joint shifted a little bit.
Okay.
And because of this poses hanging upside down from the silk while we were doing making the yoga poses, it fixed it.
Wow.
Yeah. So instead of paying a lot of money to chiropractor to hang on the upside down machine, we used a simple silk from the ceiling, and then
And you
you
hung upside down.
exactly.
Oh man, that's so cool. I've always wanted to try I don't know. I asked my sister where should I start with yoga, and she said, "Well, why don't you just join a yoga class?" And then I said, "You're not going to find a lot of yoga classes around this part of town."